Social Studies, Unit 3, Learning Target 1. I can describe characteristics of the British and American military forces at the start of the American Revolution. American strengths. Patriotism. The will and desire to fight for life and liberty. Allies from overseas. Due to their hatred of the English, the French assisted, with 90% of the American gunpowder coming from France. George Washington was more than an experienced military leader. He brought courage and confidence to the military. American weaknesses. Shortages plagued the army. Shortages of men, because most of them enlisted for 6 months to a year. Shortages of gunpowder and guns. Food, uniforms, shoes, and even money and gold. Congress tried to print paper money, but it was worthless, so the merchants often demanded to be paid in gold, which was scarce. British strength. A professional army of 50,000 troops and 30,000 mercenaries, Haitian mercenaries. They also recruited loyalists, African Americans, and Native Americans. You need to think about why each of those groups would join the British cause. They were trained in European military tactics for mass troops on open ground and large battles. They had plenty of food, uniforms, weapons, and ammunition. British weaknesses. The distance between Britain and America. Sending troops and supplies and even information was slow and costly. Second, King George had issues with convincing the British people that defeating the rebels was a vital to the British future. In short, they did not have the will to fight to keep the Americans part of Britain. Third, they had poor leadership. George Germain, the man chose to run the war, never set foot in America. He never realized what his army was up against.